Last evening, we reflected on Jesus sharing our lowliness, his going down. And today, as we see him raised high on the cross for all to see, we see just how much that going down encompassed. It included not just lowliness, but included every loneliness, every pain, every suffering imaginable. In the human experience, Jesus experienced it all for me and for me and for you. He experienced not just the overt doings of sin and hatred, the experience of evil and crucifixion, but he also experienced the covert doings of human apathy and shame, of betrayal. This is expressed most powerfully in a poem by the Anglican priest G. Stuart Kennedy. He was a chaplain in World War I, in a time after the war where society had grown more tender. I always read this on every Good Friday, as it gives us all something to consider. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They never hurt a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against a wall and cried for Calvary. My friends, today, for all of the sin, whether that be the sin of indifference or the overt sin that we commit, we ask God's mercy, and we find it in Jesus. Jesus, who is not just a victim, but a faithful son of a good father, of our father. Jesus, who, because he is the son of our father, is also our brother. There's great unity found in him and in the human experience. For myself, I'm the oldest in my family. I never had an older brother, but I do now, and you do too. We have a courageous older brother, one who has gone before us, one who has died for us, who has faced every evil. And my friends, what a beautiful difference that makes. What a beautiful difference Jesus makes. Let us no longer be indifferent to his presence. Let us no longer be afraid or cowards. But on this Good Friday, always be proud, grateful to have such a good older brother, one who died for you and me. Last evening, I closed with a message of St. Francis to his brothers, and I closed with a message of Pope Francis to the Church from his document, Fratelli Tutti. We can all start from below and case by case act at the most concrete and local levels and expand to the farthest reaches of our countries and our world with the same care and concern that the Samaritan showed for each of the wounded man's injuries. Let us seek out and embrace the world as it is, without fear of pain or a sense of inadequacy, because there we will discover all the goodness that God has planted in human hearts. Difficulties that seem overwhelming are opportunities for growth, not excuses for a glum resignation that can lead only to acquiescence. Let us not do this alone as individuals, but let us together renounce the pettiness and the resentment of useless infighting and constant confrontation. Let us stop feeling sorry for ourselves and acknowledge our crimes, our apathy, our lies. Reparation and reconciliation will give us new life, will revive us, and set us free from fear. God be with you today.